The fifth decade, the redemption of the family. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Jesus says, the family was the first reality redeemed by God, reconstructed as the Eternal had conceived it. Two who love one another in a holy way join in the same holy way to bend over a newborn babe. And in the kiss they exchange over that cradle, there is no savour of lust, but mutual gratitude and the mutual promise to love one another with reciprocal love, which aids and comforts. A family is necessary. It exists and must exist. There is no theory or progress capable of destroying this truth without causing ruin. A shattered family can only yield men and women who in future will be more perverted and will cause greater and greater ruin. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Maria Valtorta writes about the Holy Family as refugees in Egypt. I can see a man coming along the road. He is not very tall, but is well built. I recognize a smiling Joseph. He may be 40 years old at most. When he sees Jesus and Mary, he quickens his step. On his left shoulder, he has a kind of saw and a kind of plane, and he is holding in his hand the other tools of his trade, almost like the ones we use now. Mary smiles, and the child utters cries of joy and stretches out his hand. He leaves his mother and cuddles in Joseph's arms, bending his little head into the cavity of his neck. Joseph kisses him and is kissed by him. A scene full of loving grace. Joseph then moves towards the house while Mary goes to the fountain to fill her amphora. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
After entering the enclosure of the house, Joseph puts the child down, takes Mary's loom into the house, and then milks the goat. Jesus watches all these activities carefully, in particular the closing up of the little goat into a little closet on one side of the house. Joseph goes into a room of the house. It must be his workshop, the kitchen, and the dining room all in one. Mary comes back with the amphora, and the door is closed on the rapidly growing dusk. The room is illuminated by a lamp which Joseph has lit and placed on his bench, and he now starts working on some little boards while Mary is preparing supper. As the fire lights up the room, Jesus, with his little hands leaning on the bench and his little head turned upwards, is watching what Joseph is doing. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
They then say their prayers and sit down at the table. It is Joseph who leads the prayers and Mary answers. It must be a psalm, but it is said in a language which is entirely unknown to me. Mary is holding Jesus in her lap and makes him drink some of the goat's milk, into which she dips some small slices of bread, which she has cut off a little round loaf. Joseph eats some bread and cheese, a small slice of cheese and a lot of bread. Then Mary sits Jesus on a little stool near her and brings some cooked vegetables to the table. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus says, what a lesson of humility for the proud. Mary is the spouse and the mother of God, and yet she serves and does not expect to be served by her consort. She is full of love for him. Joseph is the head of the family, yet he is anxious to relieve Mary of her work, and he takes care of the most humble jobs in the house so that Mary may not get tired. In that house, order is respected, supernatural, moral, and material. God is the supreme head, and he is worshipped and loved, supernatural order. Joseph is the head of the family, and he is loved, respected, and obeyed, moral order. The house is a gift of God. The dresses, the furnishings are accepted with gratitude, blessing the divine hand that supplies them, without ill use, without abusing divine providence. Material order. The things you saw are a great lesson. Meditate on those things in which the holy spouses never failed, the spouses who were my mother and father. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary speaks of Joseph. Humanity was in him with all its heavy weight, and he had to rise towards perfection with all that burden, at the cost of continuous efforts of all his faculties, to reach perfection and to be agreeable to God. O my holy spouse, holy in everything, also in the most humble things in life, holy for his angelical chastity, holy for his human honesty, holy for his patience, his activity, for his constant serenity, for his modesty, for everything. They elected him protector of Christian families, of workers, and of many other categories. And he should also be appointed protector not only of dying people, of married couples, and of workmen, but also of those consecrated to God. Accepting everything, foregoing everything, bearing everything, fulfilling everything with quickness, with a cheerful mind, a constant humour, there is no one like him. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus says, the creature which forms in a royal womb is not different from that which forms in the womb of a beggar. To conceive, to form a new being, is the same in every spot of the earth, irrespective of the parent's religion. After the end of the world, no other virtue will survive except charity, that is, the union of all the creatures who lived in justice with the Creator. There will not be several heavens, one for Israel, one for Christians, one for Catholics, one for Gentiles, one for heathens. There will be one heaven only, and likewise there will be one reward only, God the Creator. It is true justice. Those who, although they belong to the holy religion, but did not lead a holy life, will not be beatified. A virtuous heathen, only because he lived according to choice virtue, convinced that his religion was good, will have heaven at the end. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus says, "After love for the one who created you comes love for those who have begotten you. Love, then, those who, because they begot you, are the second creators of your being on earth. O children, whatever your parents are like, I tell you, do not judge, just love, just forgive, just obey, except in those things which are contrary to my law. To you goes the merit of obedience, love, and forgiveness. And the more it is complete forgiveness, the more it hastens God's forgiveness. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus says to Maria Valtorta, suffering under her mother's tyrannical behaviour, he says, "Do you know how you should love your mother? With an exclusively spiritual love. The other is useless. She does not see it, does not understand it, and does not feel it. Love her only spiritually. Love her poor soul. She greatly needs your charity as a daughter. With respect to eternal life, the fathers and mothers who sin against their children need their children's help and their children's forgiveness. Consider that she is a soul that is a daughter of God, and this is very, very, very fundamental. Your charity as a daughter should work to make reparation for her deficiencies. You must enrich her so that she will not present herself too poorly before God the judge. Embrace her dark and dull spirit then, and lift it up towards the light. Spiritual love is hard, I know, but it is love with perfection. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Marriage is a grave and holy act, and to prove that, I took part at a wedding and worked my first miracle there. But woe if it degenerates into lust and whim. Let marriage, the natural contract between man and woman, be elevated to a spiritual contract, by which the souls of two people who love each other swear to serve the Lord in reciprocal love, offered to the Lord in obedience to his order of procreation, to give children to the Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Saint Joseph,
pray for us.